My mornings are chaos. I need coffee that works as hard as I do. That's why I drink Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's rich, delicious coffee boosted with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics. Everything I need for focus and balance, ready in 30 seconds. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. It is the noon hour. As you all know, that means it's lunchtime here on the Adam Carriker Show, and it's sponsored by our good friends at Mulberry Barbecue, now with two numero dos locations at 11th and Cornhusker, and a 61st and Apples Way, right off of Highway 2 by Lowe's. Both locations are open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Try their burn-in sandwich, a brisket burrito, barbecue nachos, full slab of ribs, a half-smoked chicken, and much, much more. Plus, incredible sides. Get fueled for lunch today or make dinner plans at Mulberry Barbecue, located at 11th and Cornhusker and a 61st and Apples Way, just off of Highway 2. All right. Press conference reactions. We're going to go quick here. Offense is still the same offense. Full stop. What? Do you believe that? Because that's what Luke said,
that's
too.
That's what Luke said, yeah.
Do you believe that?
I guess so. I mean, it looked a little bit different even when he ran it earlier against, you know, Houston Christian. Those sort of things looked like they were incorporating a little bit more read option. But so maybe it's the same offense. You just lean heavily more on some plays that are in the back of the playbook right now.
So obviously there's more plays, but just bear with me. Let's say there's 10 plays in the playbook. There's probably like a billion. I don't know. But with Dylan in, you're probably going to emphasize these seven, maybe not so much these three. With TJ, maybe you emphasize these seven, but not these other three that you emphasize with Dylan. Maybe is that what he means?
Yeah.
There's no way it's going to look. I don't buy it. I don't believe it. It's going to look different. I will say this. One of the biggest question marks I have around this season, and I'm not Dana. I don't pretend to be Dana. I'm not Rule. But I, if he took Satterfield's playbook and learned their terminology, and that was his approach, and that's what he felt was best. He did what he felt was best. I think Dana Holgorsen's got to be Dana Holgorsen, and he's got to run his stuff. Otherwise, why bring in Dana Holgorsen? And in a situation like this, you've got a guy who was built to use a spread quarterback, which is what TJ is, because we're not putting Harburg at fullback. We're not running the triple option like some fans have thrown my way. Maybe for short yardage? I don't know, but I doubt it. My point is, I don't want it to be a missed opportunity. That's what I don't want. So we'll see what happens. They could also just be saying what they want UCLA to hear. We'll see. All right. Just wants TJ to be himself. This is Dana Holgorsen at his press conference. Everyone needs to elevate, including Dana. I would agree that everybody needs to elevate, including the coaches, which includes Dana. We are a run-first team, and everyone can see that. Do you agree?
Yeah, at this point, yes.
At this point?
Yeah.
Not the whole season?
Not the whole season.
Okay. At this point. That's what matters, right here and right now, right? Okay. We already read that. Have to be more successful throwing the ball downfield. Oh, hallelujah. Preaching amen. Our progressive pass plays are not great right now. Pritchett is practicing. Good to know. Good to hear that that's been affirmed again. Thinks the time off will be beneficial for Dylan. It's a positive outlook on it. All right. Coach Butler gave credit to the players for how well they played. The defense did not lose that game. The defense played well. And I know there was, how do I put this, leaky run defense. Also, USC also ran for their season average. They technically ran for 1 yard less than their season average. Their season average was 203. They ran for 202. But that still has to get better. They must stop the run. Can I say this again? Preach hallelujah and amen. All right. They must stop the run and quarterback scrambles against UCLA. Do you know that Nico Iamaliava is UCLA's leading rusher? I pointed that out earlier this year. You know their second leading rusher doesn't even have 250 total yards rushing this year? 249. So technically, I'm correct here. That's crazy. All right, let's see what else we got here. It says we are a young defense, but the older guys have really taken the message to heart. We play to the standard versus USC, except on two drives. We'll come down to who is more physical. It's a cat and mouse game when you play against a mobile quarterback like Nico. Doesn't want to comment on TJ Lateef because, John Butler's the defensive coordinator. That all makes sense, tracks, and adds up to me. You got any initial thoughts or reactions to any of that, Jake?
No, I mean, it's definitely interesting. I'm intrigued to see. I mean, this matchup with UCLA, how much is Nico going to be utilized in the running game? He is utilized more often than not right in their game plan anyway, but had been early in the season kind of getting double-digit carries. They've called back from that a little bit, but against Nebraska, considering Jaden Mayava had his career rushing day against Nebraska. By the way, that option call from Lincoln Riley really, really stuck into my gills there a little bit. But in any case, I think they're going to lean on him more than they have in the last couple games.
I can't help but wonder about that as well. USC did not throw the ball effectively at all. Their quarterback completed 39% of his passes. So let's run the read option. Oh, well, Nebraska had a hard time stopping that. So we've got a quarterback who can run. He's wildly inconsistent throwing the ball. So I think UCLA might come out and run a little read option. We'll see what happens there. All right. This was a random, interesting stat. Iron Bowl coaching matchups. I want you to share the non-common commonality with me in this, okay? 2019, Saban versus Malzahn. 2020, Sarkisian versus Malzahn. 2021, Saban versus Harsin. All right. 2022, Saban versus Cadillac. 2023, Saban versus Freeze. 2024, DeBoer versus Freeze. Well, it would have been. It was. Because it's 2025 right now. What's the non-common commonality of all those Iron Bowl matchups going down to back to 2019?
I'm going to need your help here.
Not a single time. Well, there was not a two-year span where the same two coaches faced each other. Every single year, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, and now 25, because Freeze just got fired. 7 years in a row, it will be a different coaching matchup. Either Alabama coach is different or the Auburn coach is different. Dude, that's insanity to me.
It is. Auburn, along with Nebraska, unfortunately, have kind of been the buyout kings of college football. So here we go again with the Tigers.
Is Dabo Swinney going to be coaching the Clemson Tigers next year? What's your prediction there?
Ah, man, it's getting pretty bad there. I think so. I think one more year, but he's got to get it fixed next year.
Okay. Far be it for me to call an entire fan base ungrateful, but how can they be that ungrateful? Clemson won a title in 1980. That's their lone title. I only know it because of the team they beat to win it. Okay. You know who they beat?
Nebraska.
Yeah. And then you have this young guy who comes in and you win two national titles under him, play for a couple more national titles, win like a billion ACC titles, make the college football playoff when it was only four teams almost every year. And yeah, it's been rocky ground lately. But man, how is it really going to end this badly? He's 2-1 versus Nick Saban in national championship games. 2-1 in their three contests head-to-head.
Oh. But they've lost four home games for the first time since 1998.
Yeah, they're not doing very well this year. And they were. You had them playing for the national title, didn't you?
I don't think so.
Oh, that was me. Okay. All right. Go in, Red Notes. Remember to throw the bones.